Getting married the first time. After having been dumped, I guess we humans tend to do the most natural thing, date someone else while we're on the rebound. Back at the clothing store, they had appointed a new young girl as a debtor's clerk. Jenny was a Jewish girl who was the same age as me, and I decided to ask her out. She was a shy, quiet, kind girl, and was easy to get on with. Over the next couple of months, we dated regularly and we fell in love. She had a fairly close family, and I got on really well with her parents. At first it was okay, but once again, the parents were going to be an issue, as what had started as a casual dating-type arrangement started to become more serious. Jewish parents want their children to marry Jewish people. I was therefore a great concern to her parents. I was fairly settled at this stage. I was working at Olivetti, I had a steady girlfriend, and I was still playing a fair amount of soccer. I was playing for two different sides, one that competed in the Southern Transvaal Second Division League, and another less serious side that competed in the Sunday Commercial League. I had training sessions twice a week as well. I was a fairly busy 20-year-old. For reasons I cannot recall, Jenny and I decided to live together. I guess it was partly driven by the substantial travelling that I was doing at the time. I lived in Ridgeway, southern suburbs. I worked in Benoni, eastern suburbs, and Jenny lived in Highlands North, northern suburbs. I was all over the place. When you are young and naive, you tend to follow your emotions. My parents weren't happy about us living together, being the committed reborn Christians that they were, and they certainly didn't waste any time dishing out the living in sin lecture. But if you think that was bad, then you should have seen how Jenny's parents reacted. When they were confronted with this wonderful news, I was a nice boy, but I wasn't a nice Jewish boy. There was no turning back. And as I set my mind to it and we moved in together, we rented a small flat in Rosettenville. By this time, Jenny was a manageress at a ladies' clothing boutique in town. Our flat was close to a bus stop, so transportation for her was not a problem. Now I only had to drive from the south to the east and back every day. I was always good at solving problems. Up until now, despite regular pressure from my parents, I had not been saved, and thus, according to them, there was no way that I was going to get to heaven. This was obviously of great concern to my parents. I wasn't concerned because I believed that I was a good person and I would be judged according to my deeds when judgment day arrived for me. I had attended a couple of happy-clappy services, but they never quite appealed to me. I enjoyed standing there, especially when they started calling for the people who had not been saved yet and asking them to put up their hands. The pastor always stated, "We do not want to embarrass you. Just put up your hands so we can see who you are. Nobody else is looking, everyone else is busy praying." Almost always, some people would raise their hands, and the next thing, before they knew it, they were whisked to the front of the church to stand there before the entire congregation. What about the promise of no embarrassment? If you can't trust pastors, then who can you trust? After a few months of living together, for some reason, I felt that I needed to attend a church service one Sunday evening. Jenny, being Jewish, had no desire to accompany me, so I went on my own. We finally got to the fun part, where they called for souls to be saved. And I don't know how and I don't know why, but before I knew it, my hand was in the air. Next thing, I was saying the sinner's prayer, and I felt good about it. Maybe it was because I had now booked my ticket to heaven, or maybe it was because I was just starting on a spiritual journey. Obviously, when I told my parents about this, they were delighted that now all their children had secured their tickets to heaven. I'm an all-or-nothing person. I either do something properly, or I don't bother doing it at all. This caused a few problems for me over the next few weeks, as I began to feel guilty about living in sin. It suited me, but I was feeling guilty about it. Jenny had begun to show some interest in Christianity, but being Jewish, it was a difficult thing for her to comprehend and come to terms with. She was delving into an area regarded as taboo by the Jewish fraternity. Prior to this interest, she had displayed no spiritual awareness whatsoever. My pastor at the time was a fantastic, young, and easy-to-get-along-with guy. He was extremely knowledgeable on the differences between the various faiths, Judaism, Islam, etc. He had studied these in depth. He started spending a bit of time with Jenny and I, and explained the differences to us. At the end of the day, in my opinion, Judaism and Christianity are fairly similar. The only difference is that Christians believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, whereas the Jews believe he is merely a prophet and the true Son of God has yet to come. There are a lot of Jewish people who believe in Jesus Christ and they are called Messianic Jews. I was not sure why, but it was not too long before Jenny decided she wanted to become a Christian. At first I thought this might be due to the pressure of facing a breakup of our relationship, or perhaps as a result of great sales pitch from the pastor. But I didn't worry about it any further. The reality is that Jenny has maintained her Christianity right up to this day, so clearly it is something that she believes in. Sadly, Jenny's parents decided to disown her. How could they accept that their Jewish daughter believes Jesus was the Messiah? This was a traumatic experience for Jenny because she was quite close to her family, especially her father. Now that we had solved the spiritual compatibility, we had to address my conscience. So we decided to get married as soon as possible. Reluctantly, her father signed the required papers to grant the permission to get married, as she was not yet 21. For him, it was done in almost a closure manner. His final farewell to his daughter, who had betrayed her faith. We got married in a small ceremony on Sunday morning in May 1982, just a few weeks prior to my 21st birthday. This time I had no choice but to ask my father to sign the legal papers to grant me permission to get married, as I was still considered a minor. Ironic, isn't it? Lessons learned? 26. Marriage is not a convenience, nor is it a means to appease your conscience, and it therefore should not be taken lightly.